This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And joining us now has also got two goals in the tournament. You might know her from Texas A&M. She's Shea Groom. Shea, thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. First off, I just want to get right into this three-pronged attack with you, Christy Mewis, Rachel Daly. This thing seems to really be clicking. And I always notice, you know, it's interesting how creative players always seem to find each other. You guys look like you're just having a lot of fun playing together.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's felt really free being here for me personally. And then I think Christy said in an interview the other day, just being able to use my creativity has been something that's been good for both her and Rachel. So it's been fun to click. It's kind of funny because we were chatting today about what we could do better to make this even better. So we're excited to just see how it continues to evolve and that chemistry continues to grow.
All right. So when three creative soccer players are talking about how to make it better, what are some of the suggestions?
I mean, I think it's just, you know, we've each combined in some way, shape or form, but you know, we're never going to be satisfied with that. I think in our past two performances, we could have scored 4 or 5 goals. So just more about understanding movements. I mean, I've only had 2 games with them and probably just a handful of practices with some injuries that happened during our preseason. So it's more or less just understanding tendencies and, you know, what am I thinking when I'm dribbling the ball and what is Rachel on at her feet and what is Christy going to do? So it's been fun and I'm really excited to see how it evolves.
Are you all still learning your nuances, where you like a ball delivered, things like that, little subtle things?
Yeah, definitely. I think that comes with time, and unfortunately we don't have that much of it. So just trying to fit in as much as we can in a small amount of time.
All right. So, you know, you were certainly one of the big off-season signings, I don't think any question. Has that come with a little bit of pressure here to Houston, who's really looking to dash, trying to turn things around and really become a different type of a club down here?
Yeah, I think it was an exciting thing for me. You know, I've shifted around in the past couple years, had some personal struggles. So to just be in a place where I felt valued from the second I got here and to just be encouraged, I think has been big for me. And, you know, maybe there's a little bit of pressure with it, but I think for me, it's just getting back to who I am. And I know when I'm me, I can produce big things. So it's been good to feel like I'm in a good environment that sees a lot of potential and value in me.
So let's talk about Sky Blue. I mean, is there much attention to opponents really in this tournament? I mean, now that they've had 2 games, obviously you have something to look at, but has the focus been more upon yourselves up to this point?
Yeah, this is a really unique situation that I'm not sure we'd ever find ourselves in. So these first 4 games, I think it's more about solidifying what your identity is as a team and just trying to get better with every game so that when we do hit that knockout stage that you know, we're ready to give it everything and we feel good about it. But, you know, we're always going to be examining opponents. You know, some of us veterans in the league have played these teams hundreds of times now. So just trying to use that experience to go into every game prepared, as prepared as possible, and just get as many points as we can.
So as we look at this team now, I mean, I think from the outside, most people are saying this team has a tremendous amount of depth from the standpoint of where it was once. With signings like Katie Naughton, Megan Oyster, Shea Groom, it's natural that the depth is going to get better. Some people have come back from injuries, Christy Mewis, Veronica Lotsko. So the depth of competition and training, take me into it, even though I know it's been limited preparing for this and getting out here, but what is the competition like in training? Because that is so important. I'm sure you know that better than me.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think on any team, it's competitive. But what's unique with this team is I feel like we're almost competing not out of, I guess, not to win a starting spot, but rather to change what other people see the Houston Dash as. Like you said before, I think there was the stigma around it, and we're ready to change that and ready to help other people understand that we're a team that should be feared and a team that can go far in this tournament and far in this league. So I think there's a lot of pressure and a lot of grit at training, just an expectation that we want a high standard, and that's what we have to do and bring every single day. So, you know, you'll hear a lot of us get into it, but I think everybody loves each other on this team, and that's what's been fun. You know, sometimes there's drama on different teams, but this team has really kept it together and understood what our goal is.
So the first two games, obviously Utah and then OL Rain, you know, how much should we put into these two games? Now, I mean, do we have to be a little bit careful to make too much judgment too quick? Because everybody's over the moon right now, certainly with the last game and the first game, certainly from the goal scoring percentages and the fact that you guys are scoring a ton of goals and you really look good going forward for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think you take it for what it is and, you know, let it give you as much confidence as you need. But I think I said in an interview yesterday, there's a lot of players on this team with a chip on their shoulder, and I don't think one or two games fixes that. So I think we're hungry and, you know, again, ready to prove that the Houston Dash is far different from what people think it is. And this is an organization that has all the things and tools that it needs, but we just have to perform on the field. So I think that you take what you need, but there's obviously a lot left to be played.
Dash midfielder Shea Groom joining us, also played at Texas A&M, as many people know. I had the pleasure of calling a bunch of your games up there at that beautiful stadium that G. Guerrieri's got up there at Texas A&M. Knowing that there may be a gap, or maybe knowing the unknown, which is once this tournament's over, you know, there seems to be a big gap there, depending on what happens with COVID-19 and everything, until the next season. Is that in the back of your mind? Like, you know, man, I may not be playing for a little bit of a while in competitive games, and it's very important to really make a statement here in this tournament.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's, you know, what all of us felt during the quarantine time. You know, it had been a long time. And our off season sometimes seems big to begin with. So to add an extra 3 and 4 months on top of that was difficult. And, you know, obviously that is a possibility for the future. So I think every player here is soaking up every second and taking it seriously, you know, obviously taking all the health protocols seriously so that we can continue to play. But yeah, of course it's going to be in the back of my mind. And I think that our organization in particular has done a really good job of, you know, even if the season doesn't extend on, or, you know, there's another tournament or something like that, providing us the opportunity to be able to train, you know, barring the city of Houston is open again. So, you know, I feel good about it. I'm obviously taking this moment and just trying to live in it as long as possible. So much football, and we're so happy to have it. So hopefully the world opens back up soon.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. All right. So when you get on the field for that first game, I mean, I just kind of was putting my head in the mind of all you women that were going out there to play competitive matches after all these protocols and doing stuff on your own. I mean, it just had to be an unbelievable feeling to get real competition.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, there's really nothing like it. And people ask me that, you know, how do you keep in shape and everything? I'm like, you can do as much as you want, but there's nothing like playing an actual 90 minutes of soccer. Like, there's just no way to train that. So it was pretty crazy, but I think just exciting for all of us. And I think that's what you saw in these last two games is the energy from just not being able to play soccer for the last year almost competitively for some of us. So it was a really exciting moment. And just I probably feel that every single game this tournament.
So watching you three especially play together and kind of the synergy that you guys have already at this point with a lot of time in front of you to potentially make it even better, I think that's what's even more exciting. But the ability for all of you to interchange positions, the movement, mobility, this is going to be very difficult for opponents. Case in point, you know, your header where Rachel Daly goes out wide, it's disrupted a back line. And there's a nice big piece of space for Shea Groom to run in there and put her head on a tremendous cross. You know, these things are exciting, I would think, because it just, it seems very unpredictable in some ways. And then there's a little bit of unknown, which makes the three of you and the way you attack and the team attacks interesting.
Yeah, I think it makes it extremely difficult for back lines. And I think if you look at players like me, Rachel and Christy, that's kind of our MO, is making it difficult to play against. So, and I'm excited, obviously, to be back in the 10 role. I played there at A&M, and I thought, you know, that's what kind of made me special, was it was so difficult. You know, who's going to pick her up? Is it the back line or is it the midfielder? So it's been fun to get back into that position, and then obviously be surrounded by players that play very similar to me in terms of aggressiveness, in terms of creativity. And I think we're just at the beginning stages of unlocking it, which is super exciting, because sometimes it can take years to click. So I think we're excited for where it's at, but very hopeful and expectant on what it could be. And I think you'll just continue to see a lot of interchange, whether, you know, even bringing Katie Stengel in there and Michelle Prince, Veronica Glasgow. Like you said, there's just so much depth and so many different players on their team that even in those supporting roles, it makes it even more difficult for other defenses.
It's pretty remarkable how quickly, you know, on paper and after seeing these two games, how different this team looks as opposed to last year, you know, where it was pretty predictable. It was definitely a different team without Rachel Daly, without, I mean, just being upfront and fair criticism here. It's a different team without Rachel Daly last year. And now it just seems like there's just so many different things this team's capable of potentially.
Yeah, I think it was a good and different mix that James brought in. And again, we only had about 4 or 5 days before the quarantine happened, but you could just tell from the day we started our first preseason, I'll say, that there was something special about this team and the players that he brought in. And I'm not just talking about on soccer front. Obviously we have really talented footballers, but I think just the character on this team is the difference maker. And again, like I said, there's a lot of players with chips on their shoulders, or I think, you know, he did a good job of bringing in these veteran players that can play in this league and have really great minutes, but may have not gotten that opportunity on other teams. So I think it's a really good mix of girls and, you know, something that's just clicked, and we're hoping that continues to happen.
Talking to Houston Dash playmaker Shea Groom, Vlatko Andonovski, every single game that they have on CBS now, they're going to give you the cameo of Vlatko, the U.S. national team coach, scouting all the players. Now, he's obviously someone you're very familiar with. Is the national team a goal of yours?
Yeah, I think it always has been. You know, I've been in a camp, and it was an amazing experience. Looking back, it felt like I was a little young and a little scared maybe of that stage, but it's definitely always been a goal, always something that's been special to me to represent this country, and to get to wear the crest is such an incredible opportunity. You know, as far as anything else, it's been 2 games, and you know, I'm just looking for consistency at this point after coming off a couple years that, you know, some people would say, you know, was failure in some sense. So just trying to get back on my feet and remember the Shea Groom that I think is special and relevant in this league. And, you know, obviously it's incredible to see Vlatko, you know, get his dream and get the big job. Obviously I've known him since I was 9 years old. So pretty surreal to watch him coach at that level, but you know, he's deserved it. I loved being coached by him, and it's definitely always been an aspiration of mine and will continue to be, I think, until I end my soccer career.
All right. So if I made you the commissioner of the NWSL for a day, and you can't say I'd pay the players more. That's the one thing you can't say.
Got it.
What would be one or two main things that you as the commissioner would want to do?
That's a hard question without going the pay route.
Well, I had to take that out because naturally the players are going to.
You know, I don't know if I could think of anything specific. I think, yeah, if you're not saying pay, like there's got to be a way to, you know, reward the players. I think just any way to gain exposure and continue to grow the game has always been really important for me. And I think the biggest piece beyond money and beyond any of us is just being able to create something that girls can dream about. I said in an interview the other day, I never grew up wanting to be a professional soccer player because I didn't think that was a possibility. So any way that we can continue to grow this league, obviously this tournament is incredible. Being able to gain that exposure through CBS and people that never watched women's football might be watching. So I'm really excited for the growth of it. And if I had to be the commissioner for a day, which I never want to be, amazing, Lisa Beard. We are so thankful for you. But grow this game and make it into something incredible.
Last one, Shay. Look, when I speak to you, I speak to a lot of the ladies. You know the game inside and out. You can talk tactics. You think tactics. You're where you should be as women's professional soccer players. Do you think the media coverage needs to be a little bit more healthy critical? In other words, more talk about the game, more talk about what's going on from the tactics and the playing side of the game. Do we need that in order to grow the women's game? Because I think MLS needs it. Do you think that's something that you would want to see happen in the future? You know, more game analysis and what is actually going on between the two teams, and maybe a little more critical thinking in the writing and reporting.
Yeah, I think, of course, again, I think we're all still somewhat in the beginning stages of growing the game in this country, especially on the women's side. And I think that critical analysis only opens more eyes and helps people understand the game even more. If you compare it to other sports, there's obviously, you know, so much critical analysis of the NFL and things like that. So I think any added analysis can help the growth of it and help people understand more. You know, my dad's a football coach and he has no idea half the time what's going on the soccer field. So, you know, he's still trying to like figure out offsides. So,
Is he really?
Maybe not. But I think, yeah, again, just the media coverage and just continuing to grow it in any way that we can, whether that's, you know, critical thinking and being able to analyze the game in a deeper way. And I think that's only going to help.
Well, we just did 18 minutes of trying to grow it, you and me. Thank you very much for your time, as always. Best of luck against Sky Blue. I'll be tuning in to watch it here in my basement studio. And Shay, good luck on Wednesday. And thank you so much for coming on the program.
Awesome. Thanks, Ben.
All right. Houston Dash is Shay Groom joining us here. Looking forward to seeing the Dash take on Sky Blue. That's on CBS tomorrow night. And join us then. All right, we'll take a quick break here. More to come. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that free makes everything better. That's why our rewards members get free standard shipping on the things they need and want, starting at Silver Key status every day. Savings for rewards members add up fast, so why wait? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help, you save. Not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change.